And of course, the group's developed now. You're no longer just you and Darren anymore, right? There's more people in there?
Yes, yes. That also allows a lot more freedom for the cello to get away from the bass, the oom-pa-pa bass line that I was doing relentlessly before. Now I've got Gregory Good on.
Asking since you're,
well,
it's popular with people too, but
yeah, well, I think like anybody with background and anybody whose grandmother played polkas or who for me, I'm I was born in Belgium, but I have we definitely fit in more with the circusy band type of,
yeah.
If you're going to put us in one of those two categories. So,
I mean, I find it interesting because when I showed up in town, when I started that particular famous band that I won't mention here, that not infamous band really, that no one played music that sounded like that.
Yeah.
Like zero. It was like New Orleans music and this was in blues, there was nothing else to happen in those days. It's interesting.
Yeah,
I've
been thinking about it because I just got back from Martinique, and I was in Martinique.
Uh-huh.
There's the polka, the mazurka, there's the old style of music, the traditional
kinds of
style.
Dances out there.
Yeah, but then there's the new, there's the zouk, which is like the ballet dance that has become more like you hear it in discotheques, so you'll have cheesy lyrics with a lot of electronic. Yeah.
Wonderful.
And so it's, there's the old music and then the new music, and New Orleans is about a lot of the draw to the scene down here, and the tourists want to come kind of relive this nostalgic old type of music, right?
Interesting.
So even if it's not traditional Dixieland bands, I think some of the older, style of music, like gypsy music, or like some of the nostalgia, idea of nostalgia.
So you're saying right now they're equating New Orleans with a feeling of nostalgia.
Of nostalgia.
And that this is what's being expressed by these people.
I think that's,
for that, because the audiences are looking.
Yeah, I think that maybe that's why it's become popular, because of that. Because I know for me, I mean, just speaking purely from my own experience, this band is nostalgia reasons. Formulate a clear sentence here. It's for nostalgic reasons that I started this band, is to relive some of the songs I heard when I was a kid that I felt like were just gonna die away otherwise. And so I thought, well, I'm gonna sing them. I'm gonna remember them, and I sing some songs from Belgium too that are not well known in France at all, that make me feel good, like I'm preserving my own heritage. So I did it for those reasons, and I feel like maybe people enjoy hearing it because it makes them dream about being in Paris, or makes them feel nostalgic, or some sort of like going somewhere else.